Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph on the fourth line, Eis V'Yabaya. At the end of our shiur yesterday, we had learned the opinion of Rabbah. The Rabbah says that a katan, someone who's a child, ain't a moilid, is incapable of having children. Ask the Baya, Ish. The Pasuk says, Ish. Now Rashi explains that, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, that this pasuk that Abaye is quoting is in the parasha of Shifcha Charufa, where the Torah teaches us that if there's a Shifcha Charufa is a woman who's a chatzi Shifcha and chatzi Baschairin, she's a half a Shifcha and half a Baschairin, who was designated to a certain Eved Ivri, and now someone goes and has relations with her. So the Torah says that there's an obligation to bring a sham shifcha charufa, to bring a carbon asham, ish. So the Torah introduces that parasha with the word ish. And again, as I said, that's how Rashi learns this Gemara, and that's how we're going to learn this Gemara. The Yad Ramah explains that the Gemara is referring to a different question altogether. It's referring to the concept of shifcha zera, that a shifcha zera we know is metameh. If somebody comes in contact with Shechva Zeri, he's Tomei till all day until he goes to the mikvah and has hair of Shemesh. And again, the Gemara is going to speak about that. But going back to the parish of Shifcha Charufa, Enli El Ish, I only know that that din applies to an adult. Ben Teshnan V'yom Echad Shiroi L'Bim Enayim, that the same din applies if a nine-year-old had relations with this Shifcha Charufa, Tamloim V'Ish. So we see that a nine-year-old already can have children, because the Gemara is assuming if he can have relations, he's able to have children also. Interesting machlokes, Rambam and Ravid. According to the Rambam, if a child who's 9 years old had relations with a shifcha charufa, even though he's only 9 years old, he will be obligated to bring a carbon asham. The Ravid disagrees. He says, where do we find that a child should have to bring a carbon? But again, from this Gemara, it's very obvious that a nine-year-old already is able to have relations and have children. Answers the Gemara, answers Rabbah, Yeshloi. He does have the ability to have relations. However, Veinah Moilid, he doesn't have the ability to impregnate everyone, anyone. Ketvua Sheloi Hevish Lishtami. The comparison is just like grain. Even if it has seeds after it's a third grown, but those seeds cannot get other plants to grow. Here too, he does have the ability to have relations, but he doesn't have the ability to impregnate anyone. The Becheska learns a different question, or a different raya. The Pasuk says, V'chiyozit ish, and as the Mefarshim explain, why does the Torah use the word Yazid, Rashi says, shouldn't the Torah have said the word Yarshia? To teach us, Ish, only an adult has the ability of Mezid and Mazria to impregnate a woman. Then Katan, and a child, as Rava teaches us, does not have the ability of Mezid and Mazria. Omalei Ramot Chlaravashi, my mashm the high Mezid, Lishnei the Beshulihu. How do we know what it means, seed that is cooked, that could impregnate? Says the Gemara, because we find the pasuk of Yozid Yaakov Nozid of cooking. Ask the Gemara, Vai Tana the Beir of Shmuel. This Tana the Beir of Shmuel that learned, Ben V'loy Av, that the only person that could be still designated as a Ben Sorer Meirer is somebody who's a Ben, who's a child, but V'loy Av is not a father himself. Hechidami. Now let's try to figure out what is the circumstance, asked the Gemara, that the Torah had to teach us that someone who's a ben v'loy av cannot become a ben sire meir. Ilema, let's think it through, asked the Gemara. The aber bos the isish deisaris. We are now learning the opinion of Rabbah that only after a boy is 13 years old and brought deisaris is he mature enough to pregnate someone. For Oilid, Mikam delak of zaken. We also learned in the Mishnah yesterday that a child, a boy, could only become a ben sarah meir until akiv zaken. The Gemara explained what that meant. Afterwards, he's too old. Now, asked the Gemara, mi kishus kolahai. So if the Torah is teaching us, if the Tanya Deberi Shmuel is saying that the Torah is teaching us that a person who's a ben v'loyav, that if he's a father already himself, he could no longer be a ben sarah meir. If the Torah is teaching us a halacha, it must be because there's a need to teach it to us, otherwise we would think differently. Ask the Gemara, that means, thinking it through slowly, that means, if we're learning now that a boy doesn't have the ability to impregnate a woman and therefore become an av before he's 13 years old, that means he can never be a father before being 13 and 9 months, because it takes 9 months for a woman to have a baby. Ask the Gemara, now let's think it through. Is there that much time that a boy could even become a ben sarah meir? Vamar kuzdoi kol yomish a ben sarah meir en alagim l'chadosh b'vad. So the Gemara's question is very simple. Rav kuzdoi teaches us a halacha, and the basis of Rav kuzdoi the Gemara will teach in a moment. But Rav Kuzdoi teaches us that the entire window where a boy can become a ben sarah meir is a three month window, from 13 years old to 13 and 3 months. But if we just learned that a boy can never become a father before 13 and 9 months, so why does the Torah have to say that somebody who's a father can't be a ben sarah meir? He's way past the expiration date anyway. The expiration was already by 3 months. So why, if we take all of what we're learning, putting it together, would the Torah have to teach us? If the fact is that a boy can't get a woman pregnant before he's 13 years old, we're learning now, and therefore he can't be a father before 13 and 9 months, and a ben sarah meir can't become a ben sarah meir past 13 and 3 months, so why would the Torah say that a boy who's a father is not a ben sarah meir? Of course he's not ben sarah meir. It has nothing to do with him being a father or not. He's way too old. He's 6 months past the expiration. Again, ask the Gemara. The entire time where a boy can become a ben sarah meir is ein elegim l'chadoshim, from 13 to 13 and 3 months old. So why would the Torah have to teach it to us? The only way we could understand Rabbi Shmuel's limud is the Abba mikam d'leis ishtei saris, that he impregnated a woman before he was 13 years old, and therefore, v'oile mekama the lake of Zaken, and this woman had the baby before lake of Zaken, v'shmamina, and if so, on the contrary, we would be learning that a cotton mylid, difficult to what Rava said. So what the Gemara essentially is saying is that we take what we've learned from Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Kuzdoi, the only way to understand what they're saying is with accepting the reality that a child could have children could impregnate a woman before he's 13 years old. How will Rava deal with it? Answers the Gemara, that's not the way to understand Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Kuzdoi. Rather, lo'olam da abba baser, da'isi shtei saris. The child cannot impregnate a woman before he's 13 years old. And therefore, if he can only impregnate a woman at 13, the child that he could have can only be born when he's at least 13 and 9 months, which is long after the Akiv Zaken. Because Akiv Zaken, Rabbi Kuzdoi is teaching us, is at 3 months. Rabbi Kuzdoi, the Kakashta Kuzdoi, and now therefore, how do we understand Rabbi Kuzdoi, what everything we've just said, answers the Gemara, Kiyasar of Dimi Amri b'marava ben v'lay roi l'kroisa av, which means his father, as follows. A father is not called a father necessarily when the child is born. As soon as the woman that this man made pregnant is noticeably pregnant, he's called a father. So yes, says Rava, a boy cannot impregnate a woman until he's 13 years old. And therefore, he can't be the child can't be actually born until he's 13 and 9 months, which is long past the time there's going to be a Ben Sar Meir. But the woman can become noticeably pregnant earlier, because the dad has something, and that's when he's a father. And what Rishmal is teaching us is, as soon as this woman is noticeably pregnant, that person who made her pregnant can no longer be Ben Sar Meir. Interesting vart from the Shem Shmuel. He's saying, and we're going to be spending a little more time learning the opinion of Rav Krubzdoi, that a child, a boy, can't become a Ben Sar Meir past 13 and 3 months. He says, what's the lesson of that? He says, there's a tremendous lesson here. He says, the beginning of anything is what's important. And therefore, he says, the first 3 months after a boy becomes bar mitzvah are the most important time, how we amchanech him, how we educate him, and that will have an influence for the rest of his life. And therefore, those 3 months, we have to make sure are great, because if otherwise, he may become Ben Sar Meir. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar of Krizdoi, Amar of Shapsi, Koyomish Ben Sar Meir, the entire duration of a Ben Sar Meir is Eina El Gimel Chadasha. As we said, from 13 to 13 and 3 months, asked the Gemara, but didn't Al Mishnah give a different shear? Vonatana Mishiyovish De Saris, Vachi Yaakov Zakim. So the Rishonim ask an obvious question. Why don't we just say it's the same thing? That Shalosh Chadashim and Yaakov Zakin is the same shear. So I saw 2 terutzim in the Rishonim, both obvious terutzim. One terutz is, which is an easier shear to understand? Yaakov Zakin, we didn't even understand the Gemara so well yesterday when Rav Chiya tried to explain Yaakov Zakin, or just say a very simple 3 months. So if indeed Yaakov Zakin and Gimel Chadashim were exact same time, why wouldn't the Mishnah say Gimel Chadashim, which is much easier to understand? One teretz. The second teretz the Rishonim suggest is that it's hard to believe that every boy reaches the point of Yaakov Zakin at the exact same moment of 3 months. We know that people mature at different rates. So to say that everybody's Yaakov Zakin at 3 months is a teretz that the Gemara couldn't say. And therefore the Gemara is asking a great question. So what is the shear? Gimel Chadashim or Yaakov Zakin? Answers the Gemara. Yaakov Zakin, Avgav Deloy Molo Gimel Chadashim, Molo Gimel Chadashim, Avgav Deloy Hekov. Which means as follows. The Gemara is teaching us whichever comes first. So if Yaakov Zakin comes, as soon as Yaakov Zakin comes, he can no longer be a Ben Sar Meir. But let's say he wasn't matured, and he doesn't have Yaakov Zakin, and it's already 3 months past the Bar Mitzvah, then he can't be a Ben Sar Meir, even though he's not Yaakov Zakin. So the point is, whichever is earlier is the shear we follow. Says the Gemara, Yosef Yaakov and Apkoid Mekamei de Ravina, Yosef Kam Meshmeid Rav Huna Berei de Rishmua, Shema Minabe de Rekuzdoi, after the language of Rekuzdoi taught us, after learning what the Shkrutai Amrav Shafi taught us, Yuladis L'Shiva Ein Ubra Nikol Shloi Shemel, which means as follows. What is the basis? 2 points in introduction. One is to review what is the basis of Rav Krubzdoi. The basis of Rav Krubzdoi of saying 3 months is because a boy can impregnate a woman when he becomes bar mitzvah, and after 3 months, he can look like a father. Because after 3 months, she's noticeably pregnant. But now we have a different point. Most women have children after 9 months and are noticeably pregnant after 3 months, a third of the pregnancy. But as we have learned, there are women that have their child as early as 7 months. If not, a question is, a woman that has a child after 7 months, at what point is a pregnancy noticeable? Is she like all other women that needs 3 months? Or is the formula a third of the pregnancy? If the formula is a third of a pregnancy, a third of 7 months isn't 3 months. A third of 7 months is 2 1/3 month. And if so, if Rav Krizdoi, based on Rabbi Shmuel, are teaching us as soon as he could be potentially noticed as a father, he could no longer be a Ben Tzara Meirer. Why do we wait for 3 months? It should only be 2 and 3 months. At 2 and 3 months, he's already noticeable. He could be obvious a father. The fact that we say, the fact that Kribbis Doi, based on Rabbi Shmuel, says that he's never Ben Tzara Meirer until 3 months, is a clear indication that nobody, even the woman who's going to have the baby after 7 months, is the pregnancy notice before 3 months. And that's why Kribbis Doi safely says the shear of 3 months. Now let's learn it inside. Shema Menavir Kribbis Doi, based on what Kribbis Doi Amar Shapsi just taught us, Yoledes L'Shivi, even if a woman has a child after 7 months, Ein Ubra Nikra L'Shlish Yemeh, her pregnancy will not be noticed at a third, which is 2 and 3 months, rather it'll take 3 months. Dis Akadatach Ubra Nikra L'Shlish Yemeh, that she's already noticeably pregnant at 2 and 3 months. So why did Kribbis Doi say the shear of 3 months? Lam Le Gimel, why did he say the shear of 3 months? Betray it till Sasagya at 2 and 3 months. This boy could be noticeably a father. Amalei, so he says that's not necessarily a compelling argument. La'olam emelach uber nikolish l'shemel. And therefore, indeed, a woman who's going to have the child after 7 months, her pregnancy is noticeable already at 2 and 3 months. Aye, so why did Kribbis Doi say a shear of 3 months? Why didn't he say a shear of 2 or 3 months? Because zil basaruba. We follow most situations, and in most situations, the shear is 3 months, not 2 and 3 months. Says the Yad Ramah, a very important vart. But what will indeed be the halacha? Not that the Gemara is saying that indeed a woman who's going to have the baby after 7 months will be noticeably pregnant after 2 and 3 months. Just most women don't have babies that quickly. What will be the halacha if a woman, a boy, impregnates a woman, and she becomes noticeably pregnant, and it's not yet 3 months. Once the woman he impregnated is noticeably pregnant, he can no longer be a Ben Tzara Meirer. The 3 months that Rav Kribbis Doi said is only speaking to most situations. Furthermore, Rashi says, this question, why is it so important to us to know when is the pregnancy noticeable? So he speaks about a halacha. The halacha is that a woman who terminates a marriage, whose marriage is terminated, is not supposed to get remarried for 3 months. Why? Because we want to know, we don't want to get confused who's the father of this baby. Maybe the first husband, maybe the second husband, because we can't tell from when she has the baby, because maybe it's 7 months from the second husband, or maybe it's 9 months from the first husband. So if we have this 3 months of avchana in between, it solves all problems. So the point being, if she would be noticeably pregnant after 2 and 3 months, let's say a woman is noticeably pregnant after 2 and 3 months after her first husband passes away. So if we say that no woman is noticeably pregnant until 3 months, so it's obvious that this woman is pregnant from her first husband. But if a woman can become noticeably pregnant even before 3 months, then we couldn't let her get married because we have to wait for the 3 months. Says the Gemara. So now we've established that the reason Rav Kribbis Doi said a shear of 3 months because he follows Rav. And most women have babies at 9 months. Amru kamed Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Amalei, ubedina nefash of mezlin basaruba. Is this an acceptable approach that we follow Rav? Didn't we learn so many times that a Torah Amr v'shafta eda, v'tzil eda, we have to do everything to exonerate the defendant? V'at amrit zil basaruba. And now you're telling me just that we can rely on Rav? Adru kamed Ravina. So he responded, and Amalei, ubedina nefashas loyazlin basaruba. You can make an argument that we don't follow Rav. I'll bring a Rav from a Gemara we learned in Daf Mem, a Mishnah Gemara. Vatanan. The Mishnah discussed the following situation. There's a murder case. And of course we need two Edom. And the two Edom have to identify as part of the testimony when the event occurred. Taught us the Mishnah. Echram b'shnayim b'chodesh. If one Ed says that the event occurred, again, let's say it's a murder case, says it took place on the second day of the month. Vechram b'gimel, and the next one says it took place on the third day of the month. The halach is edusim kiyamis. We don't say that these edim obviously contradicting each other. Rather, the way we explain the discrepancy is by saying they just got confused which day was Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, makes the Gemara its argument. If we're going to say that we don't follow Rav, Neima, Hani Dafka Kamasadi, that their Eidus is exact, they're being precise, V'chush to Kamakashi Adadi, and they're obviously contradicting each other. Ella, the fact that we don't say this is because Mishum Damrin is Zil Basaruba. We follow Rav, V'ruba Dinshi, after the Torah B'Vodi Racha. So your argument, says Rava, that we don't follow Rav by Din and the Fashas is obviously wrong. Because from that Mishnah, we have a Rai that we follow Rav. Number of points to be made. First of all, the Rishonim ask an obvious question. The Gemara says that we have two Edom. One says it happened on the second day of the month, and one says it happens on the third day of the month. It's not terrible. We can reconcile that they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. So it's an obvious question. Why do we have to start making calculations? Why don't we just ask them? Why don't we just ask them? You said it was on the second. You said it was on the third. When do you think Rosh Chodesh was? And we'll see. If they got Rosh Chodesh wrong, we have a way of explaining what they did. And if they didn't get Rosh Chodesh wrong, then they should be Eidus Mucheshes. Why don't we just make assumptions? So Rishonim say a very important teretz. They say, of course we have to ask them. We can't just make assumptions. But under normal circumstances, if we ask them a question, they can't change their testimony. We have a rule, Kimin Shehigit Shuv Ene Chayzer Magit. So if we ask them, and indeed once we ask them, we get an acceptable answer, that shouldn't work. The answer, the reason why here we don't have a problem of Kimin Shehigit Shuv Ene Chayzer Magit is precisely because we have a Rav backing it up. And therefore, as Rav David Pavarsky explains very beautifully, he says a beautiful pshat. He says that what the Rav accomplishes is that the testimony is not considered completed until we ask them to explain this discrepancy, and they explain it according to the way that they got Rosh Chodesh wrong. Another question that the Rishonim discuss, based on the Gemara, is how can we say that we don't follow Rav? Two very nice questions. One is, we've learned so many times at the beginning of our Masechta, that how is a case decided by Beis Din? They take a vote. So let's say we have a capital case. We have a Beis Din, as we learned, of 23 Dayanim. And the vote is 13 to 10 to convict. We're going to take the person to kill. It's just a Rav. So of course we follow Rav by Din and the Fashas. What's the Gemara's question? The answer is there are two types of Rav. There's a Ruba the Isa come on, and there's a Ruba the Laysa come on. A Rav where we have 23 people, and we take a vote, and it's 13 to 10, that's called the Ruba de Issa Kamon. That everybody agrees that even by Din and Nefashis we follow. The question is, a Ruba de Laysa Kamon, where we don't have the Rav in front of us saying many people get confused when Rosh Chodesh is. Now, another question. The halacha is that if somebody kills someone who's a treifa, the halach is that person, the murderer, is not executed. The Gemara says the Lashon Gavra Katil Lekatel. He killed somebody who's not alive anyway. So the question is, so how could you ever execute a murderer? We should always be choshed that the victim was a treifa. What's the answer? We rely on Rav. So you see that by Din and Nefashos we rely on Rav. And most people aren't treifa. So how could the Gemara ask that we don't rely on Rav? And that's already Ruba de Laysa come on. So the teretz I gave a moment ago won't work. Answer the Rishonim. The Ran answers this teretz. The Ran says that we only rely, the Gemara's question is only in a case where we have no independent way of making our own evaluation. Like a treifa. Once the person is dead, we can't know if he was a treifa or not. And like the Gemara explains, because maybe just in the place where he punctured him, that's where he was a treifa. So there, of course, we have to rely on a Rav if I have no other way of evaluating it. The Gemara's question is, if we have another way of evaluating, we should not rely on Rav. And again, Rav David Pavarsky says a beautiful pshat. Rav David Pavarsky says, because that's all part of what the Torah says, that in a case where you have no other method of evaluating, of course the Torah says you have no other choice but relying on Rav. One more beautiful vart. Our case that we just described, which was the Mishnah back on Daf Mem, refers to a murder case, and there's a dispute between the two not a dispute, but there's a discrepancy between the two Edom exactly when that it happened. On the second day of the month, or on the third day of the month. You look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the same thing would apply regarding a Dini Mominus. That means, let's say you and I are witnesses to a loan, and you say it took place on the second day of the month, and I say it took place on the third day of the month. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says we don't say there's a problem here. Because we could say that we don't know, we got, one of us didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach, doesn't follow, he doesn't understand the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. We have a role, we have a rule that ain't holch b'mamon acharoiv. So Al Gemara says the reason we accept this discrepancy is because of a roiv. Ask the Shach, we don't rely on roiv by DNA mamonis. And the Shach has a problem with the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. So the Stipler defends the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. And he says a very beautiful vart, a very fundamental vart. He says as follows. By Dinei Mominus, we can rely on a Cheskes Kashas. So if you and I are Edom on a Dinei Mominus, on a loan, for example, we both have a Cheskes Kashas that we're honest people. You say it took place on the second day of the month, and I say it's happened on the third day of the month. How is our Cheskes Kashas defended? With the explanation that people make this mistake. By Dinei Nefashis, we don't rely on a Cheskes Kashas. What's the raya, says the Stipler, that we don't rely on a Cheskes Kashas by Dinei Nefashis? Because we learned that the halacha is that Drisha Chakira are required. If a person has a Cheskes Kashas, why do you have to start checking him and asking all these questions? It must be because by Dinei Nefashis, we don't rely on Cheskes Kashas. So by Dinei Mominus, the reason they believed is not because of a roiv. Because indeed a roiv, as the Shach says, would not be acceptable. Ein hochem b'mamonach a roiv. The reason they believed is because of Cheskes Kashas. By Dinei Nefashis, Cheskes Kashas isn't strong enough to give them the monis. There we need to rely on a roiv. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Medifti Afanam Namtanina. I again will bring a ride that by Dinei Nefashis we rely on a roiv. It says, we actually learned this brisa. Once a girl is 3 years old, her bia is considered a valid bia. And therefore, if a yavam has relations with her, kana. And if her father married her off, she's considered an eshes ish. Furthermore, if a man had relations with her when she was a nida, he becomes tamei l'tama mishkav atachnik elyon. That any bed that he laid on, even if there are 10 mattresses under it, are all tamei, that they can be matama oichlin or mashkin. Nis is l'kayin. If this girl was married to a kayin, aichalas b'truma. She could eat truma. Ba'ala echem n'psulim. If she lived with a man that will disqualify her, if she lives with this man, from ever marrying a kayin, if she lived with the man after she was 3 years old, pasulim anakuna. Then ba'ala echem ikol arayis hamuris b'tara. If any one of the arayis had relations with her, mumsin alav. They get killed. However, she's ptura because she's still a child. Ask the Gemara. Vamai, why should we be so quick to accept this? Ema ilnasi, why are we not considered she's perhaps an ilness? And therefore, adata the hochel kaddish, that the kedushin is not a valid kedushin, and therefore she's not a neshes ish. Elalav, why is that not considered a concern? That meaning zilbas roiva, we rely on roiv. V'roiv mashim. Love islandness, Nanu. And most women are not considered islandness. So isn't this again a proof that by Dinei Nefashis, here we're talking about Dinei Nefashis, we rely on Raif? Ask the Mashah. Why don't we say something else? The Gemara we learned from Masechet Ksuba says at a certain point we could identify if she's an islandness or not. So why don't we wait until that point? And if she's not an islandness, we will have known that the Kedushin was a good Kedushin. Says the Mashah, the Gemara can't give that teretz. Because if we have to wait until she becomes old enough to know if she is or isn't an islandess, it'll turn out that the bia that was done before that time was asra sofik. And Allah is asra sofik, loishma asra. Says the Gemara loy, my chayv alo diktani, the brisa meant carbon. And a carbon, we can rely on roiv. Ask the Gemara, look at the words of the brisa. V'amum smal yadiktani, we didn't just talk about carbon, we spoke about killing. Says the Gemara, bava alaviyah. But the brisa meant was that her father had relations. Her father, it makes no difference if she's a neshesish or not. If a father has relations with a daughter, he has a chiv misa. So the Gemara, you can't say that pshat. V'am bala echem mikol A rai is ktani. It doesn't limit itself to a blood relative that her status as an ashes ish, or as a married woman has irrelevant. It clearly says any erva, even the ervas that are created because she's an ashes ish. Says the Gemara, Allah my skin, what's it referring to? The Qibla lay. It's referring to a situation where he says, I am marrying this girl, even if she's an islandess. So what's your concern? Maybe it turns out she's an islandess. And she was never an Ashes Ish. She is an Ashes Ish. Because this husband said, she's my wife no matter what. So this is not a raya. Says the Gemara, another Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hamsulalas b'na'a katan. There's a mother that's laying together with her son. The Haribo. And he did her raw. And as the Mefarshim explained, it's not specifically that he did her raw. Even if he did a full bia, certainly the same halacha would apply. The reason the Braisa chose a case of Harah, because it's unlikely that such a young boy could do a complete act of Biyah. But since we know that Halach is, that's already a Chiyah Misa by Harah, so the Braisa spoke about Harah. B'shamayim Rapasman Akuna. She's considered a Zoyna. And a Zoyna, because anyone that had an improper act becomes a Zoyna, can never marry Kohen. The truth is, there could be possibly Chiyah Misa. The reason the Braisa doesn't speak about Chiyah Misa, because we're not speaking about a case where it was Asra. And Basil say that she's still not, she's fine. So what is the Machlaikas? Amr of Chiyah the Rabbi Ben Nachmani, Amr of Chizda, Vamalei Amr of Chizda Maziri. Hakel Moedim Ben Tesh Shon of Yom Echad. Everybody's in agreement if this boy is already 9 years old, should be Asabiya, and the mother would become a Zoyna and permanently possible to marry Kain. Pachs Ben Shana, Ben Shmaina. If he's less than 8 years old, everybody would be agreeable. Shem b'yasabia, it's a meaningless act, and she doesn't become a zayna. Loi nechlaku, the bachloikas of Beishamai is a ben shemayna. If he's exactly 8 years old. The Beishamai savri, Beishamai's opinion is, gamrina medayas rishayinim. And since in earlier generations, boys who were 8 years old were already capable of having relations, even though now it's changed, and boys that age are incapable of having relations, he's still considered a biyah. And the fact that in earlier generations they were able to have relations at 8 years old has no bearing to us. But now the Gemara made a statement that nobody disputed, that in earlier generations, boys already can have meaningful contact, meaningful relations at 8 years old. Ask the Gemara, where do you get that number from? The daughters of Rishonim and Oilon, the Oilit, how do we know boys at that age could already do this? Answer the Gemara, Ilayim v'diksev. It's not a difficult Gemara, there's a lot coming, so we have to hold, cup. The Pasuk says, Haloize bas sheva bas liyoim, eishis uri achita, the ksiv el yoim ben achitoifel agaloini. So we just established the yichus of Shlomo HaMelech, from his mother's side. Shlomo HaMelech was bas sheva's son, Basheva was Eliyam's daughter, and Eliyam was Achitofel's son. Shlomo HaMelech was Achitofel's great-grandson. V'ksiv, and the pasuk furthermore says, V'yishlach v'yad nosan anavi, v'yikra shema yididya, nosan anavi called Shlomo Yedidya, bavar k'ashem aheva. V'ksiv v'hi lish nosayim yomim, v'yigoyzim l'sholem. So Shlomo HaMelech is 2 years old, and Avshalom kills his half-brother Amnon. So what does he do after that act? V'ksiv, v'asholem baruch v'yel g'shura. Shalom runs away to g'shura, and the pasuk says, v'hisham sholoshanim. So now how old is Shlomo HaMelech? 5 years old. 2 plus 3. V'ksiv, v'yeshiv avshalom b'yushalayim, shnosayim yomim. Now avshalom comes back to Yushalayim, and he's there for 2 years. Upnei HaMelech Loirah, without visiting his father David HaMelech. So how old is he now? Shlomo HaMelech is now 7 years old. V'ksiv, v'himi ketz abom shana, 40 years after Klal Yisrael had asked Shmuel HaNavi that they want a king, and the reason this number is used, explained the Mefarshim, because Shmuel HaNavi had warned them of the serious repercussions that would happen by them asking for a king, and here we talk to see what happened. V'yoyim Avshalom al Melech, El Chano V'shalom es Nadarish Nadarit El Hashem B'chevron. And that's when Avshalom went. Shlomo HaMelech now is 7 years old. And that's when Avshalom went to Chevron and began the rebellion against David HaMelech. Originally, Achitofel, Shlomo Melech's great-grandfather, was part of Avshalom's group. But then, says the Pasuk, V'ksiv Achitofel ro, kiloy nasa etzosoy, Achitofel sees that Avshalom is not following his advice. V'yachvish es chamor, v'yelech al beisoy, al iroy, he goes home, v'yitzav al beisoy, v'chanek, and he commits suicide. V'ksiv, and there's a Pasuk that David Melech says regarding his enemies, Anshei domer u'mimer l'yechtsu meyem. My enemies cannot even live half of a normal lifespan. The normal lifespan in those days being 70 years old. V'tanya, kol shenoysu shel doig, doig, who was one of Shlomo Melech's opponents, given that he didn't live half of a normal lifespan, was el shloshim v'arba. He only made it to the age of 34. V'shal achitofel, achitofel, who committed suicide, so therefore the Mefarshim explained, he made it even a year less, died at the age of Elish Lashim Shailish. So Kamahava, we've just proven that Achitofel, when he passed away, when he committed suicide, was Tlas and Vitlas. We also proved that at that time, when Achitofel died, his great-grandson Shlomo was 7 years old. Dal Sheva David Shlomo. Shlomo Melech was 7 years old. 33 minus 7, Pashlu Esrim V'Shesh. So that means, Achitofel, incredible, Achitofel was 26 years old when his great-grandson, he was a great-grandfather at the age of 26. His great-grandson Shlomo was born, and he was at the age of 26. Now, we also have to think about, it takes 9 months to get pregnant. And it also takes time, 9 months to have a baby. And it also takes time to, it's not exactly 9 months, the woman's a nida, other things. So the Gemara assumes that you need tal tartishnin, you need 2 years, but trusa bari. We're talking about Eliam, Achitofel's son, Basheva, his granddaughter, and Shlomo, his great-grandson. So for the three pregnancies, we have to deduct 2 years. So 26 minus 2 is 24. Ishtakach, the kol chad v'chad, it must be that every child was born, but Tamni Oilet was born at 8. Otherwise, how could Avshalom have been a great, how could Achitofel been a great grandfather at 26? Says the Gemara, the raya is not a raya. Memai, dilma tavaya b'teish oilet. A boy can only impregnate a woman when he's 9 years old. If that's the case, how did he become a great-grandfather at the age of 26? Or Basheva aludi b'sheis, mishum da itzabari. A boy can't have a child until he's 9 years old. A girl can have it earlier. Now, the three generations, the generations that we've been speaking that emanated from Achitofel, weren't all boys. There was Eliam and Basheva and Shlomo. So yes, Eliam was only born when his father was at least 9 years old. But that doesn't mean that Shlomo Melech had to be 9 years old. Basheva could have been a young girl. She could have been Dashesh. She could have been even 6. Because women are stronger. Ask the Ben Yoyah, the women are stronger? We always say women are weaker. So they explain as follows. They say medical. I don't know if it's medically correct. They say a boy, the zera leaves his body. So he has to have strong zera that it should be able to impregnate the woman. On the other hand, by a woman, the zera lays in her body, and therefore she doesn't have to be so strong. And the Gemara makes further supports what it says. Teda v'havalei v'lad mi'ikara. Actually, Batsheva had another child before Shlomo was born, and that child didn't survive. So it's obvious that Batsheva is the one that had the children earlier, but we don't have a raya that somebody could have a child at the age of 8. A boy. So again, we're trying to bring a raya, how in earlier generations, boys have children as early as 8. Ela mihocha. It says regarding Avram Avinu. Ela tailed as terach. Tailed hoiled as Avram as nochav as harem. So Gemara assumes that Avram was golem in nochav shana. He was a year older than his brother Nochor. And Nochor golem haharen shana. And Nochor was a year older than his brother Haran. Nimts Avram godel shtei sharem haharen. So Avram Avinu was 2 years older than Haran. Viksiv. V'yikach Avrav v'nachem l'hem nashim. Avram and Nachor took wives. Who were the wives that they took? The wives that they took were the daughters of Haran, Milcah and Yiscah. Bar of Yiscah. Who is Yiscah? Zu Sarah. Yiscah is Sarah. V'lam and Nikra Shema Yiscah. Why was the name Yiscah? She sacha b'ruach hakodesh. She had ruach hakodesh. V'ana d'ksiv. Kol asher toma lecha Sarah shma b'koila. Dover acher. Yiscah. She kol sachim miyafya. Everybody spoke, everybody recognized her beauty. So I saw a number of very nice words. First of all, if this word name Yiscah represents how beautiful and great Sarah is, why doesn't the Torah ever call her Yiscah? So says the Ben Yayad, because that's part of the humility of Sarah, that she didn't want to be called with a name that represented this. Furthermore, the Ksav Sofer says, we're using two psukim to teach us this, we're using the same word to teach us two lessons. That she was beautiful and she was a Neviah. How could we use the same word to teach us two lessons? Answers the Ksav Sofer. You know when a Neviah is a Neviah? A Neviah is a Neviah that she's beautiful and she'd be busy with her beauty. And instead of her beauty, Shekra Chaim Vehevel Ayayfi. But if she wasn't beautiful and she's a Yerushimayim, we always could say that she's busy with a Yerushimayim because she has nothing else to be busy with. Ask the Sfas Emes, but why do I need two psukim to teach us that she was a Neviah? And the Pasuk of Yiscah. Answer the Ksav Sofer. This was Samsamin. That if we only had the Pasuk of Kala, that was only after she married Avram. So we would say, you know why she's a Neviah? Because of her husband Avram. So we have the Pasuk of Yiscah. That even before she married Avram Avinu, she was already a Neviah. The Ksiv. And the Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu was informed that he will have a child from Sarah, with somebody who 100 years old have a child. Now, Kamakashish Avram and Sarah. Avram was at that point 100, and Sarah was 90. So we see Avram was older than Sarah by 10 years. Esheshnin. The Kashish Miyavua Tatishnin. He was 2 years older than Sarah's father, Haran. Ishtakach, ki alta Haran l'Saran, betamni alida. It must be that he was 8 when he had Sarah. Says the Gemara, this all assumes that Avram was older than Haran. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, Dilma Avram zutadach v'hava. Actually, Avram was younger than Haran. If he was younger than Haran, why is he mentioned first? The Pasuk doesn't mention them based on their age. The Pasuk mentions them based on their greatness. How do we have a precedent to see that the Pasuk doesn't always mention brothers by age, rather brothers by greatness? Taida the kachosh v'kro derech achmason. The ksiv, the Pasuk says, v'hi noyach b'chom eishmei ishana, v'yolad noyach ashem v'scham v'syofis. So again, if we say that the Pasuk is mentioning these sons in the order of age, Shem was gadol micham shana, v'cham gadol miyefesh shana. Nimsa, Shem gadol miyefesh tei shana. According, if we follow the Pash Pshan, the Pasuk, Shem was 2 years older than Yefes. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, v'noyach b'mei yishana, v'mayim mal ha'yimayim mal aretz. The Noach was 100 years old, 600 years old when the Mabel came. V'ksiv, eilatol Shem b'mei shana, Shem was 100 years old, v'yolas ha'parchashet. When did this take place? Shnasayim Achamabel. Says the Gemara, Bamei Shana. According to this, he wasn't 100 years old. He was 102 years old. Bamei Tatnishnin. Why? Because according to the way we're learning that Shem was older than Cham and then older than Yafis, that means Noach must have had him 2 years before. So he's 102. Why is the Pasuk calling him 100? Eladach Chachsum Chashalu. Even though Shem is mentioned first, he's really the youngest. Hachinami. So again, the fact that Avram is mentioned first doesn't mean that he was older than Haran by 2 years, which would make Haran 8 when Sarah was born. It could well be that Haran was older than Avram, and the reason the Pasuk mentions Haran last is because Avram was the greatest. So we still need a raya that children are born. Amar, before we go further, Amar Afghanam Risal Shmatz Kamedra Zvid, Menadah. I'm like, Atan Mahacham, Ms. Nitzlan. You proved it from this. But not that Shem was not necessarily the oldest. But not Mahacham, Ms. Nitzlan. L'shem yulud gam hu gabnei over, achi yefes godl. Yefes hagol shebechav. The pasuk clearly indicates that Yefes was the oldest, not Shem. And therefore, we could also say that Avram wasn't necessarily the oldest. He was only mentioned first because he was the greatest. So we're back to where we started. El Manolon. How do we know that they could have children at the age of 8? Says the Mamachachachim. Ubetzal ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda. He built the Mishkan. V'ksiv, v'tamas asuva, v'yikach le'kolav as Ephras. V'tayel le'es Chur. Says the Gemara. V'ki ov Betzal Mishkan, when Betzal built the Mishkan, ba'kamahava. How old must he have been? Batleisa. He must have been 13 years old. The Ksiv, Ish Ish Memalachta Hashem Oisim. The Briskerov says, why do we have to say he was 13 years old? Briskerov gives two reasons. First of all, the Mishkan had to be built with Shema. And if you're under 13, you can't do it with Shema. Also, there's a concept of Umin Koina B'Shvach Keli. If somebody works with something, we learned the Gemara, he becomes the owner, and then he has to give it back to you. Under Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have the Koyach to be Makna. V'tanya, Shana V'Shana Asim Moshe Mishkan. In the first year, after Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they built the Mishkan. Shniyah Hikam Mishkan. In the second year, the Mishkan was erected. V'shalach Meraglim. V'ksif, and it says regarding Kalev, Bamboam Shana V'shalach Moshe Ever Hashem. V'tahina Enoichi Hayoim Becham Shman Shana. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying he's 85. Kama Havlei. How old was Kalev? Aboim. He was 40 years old when they were sent. Dala Beisa. Take off 14 years, the Behab Betzalel, that Betzalel was 14 when his grandfather, Kalev, his grandfather Kalev was 26. Pashlo Esrim Tatishnin. Dal Tatishnin, as we said before, by three pregnancies, you need 2 years. Ishtaka to Kalkad Vachad, if you have a Kalev, must have been 8 when he started having children. Ben Vilebas, we learned in the Mishnah. Tanya Amr Shim Vidinush De Bas really is Ben Sarah Meir. Actually, a girl should also be able to be Ben Sarah Meir. Shakal Matsuim Bavera. She also can end up doing the wrong thing. Alexaris Kosafi, Ben Veloy Bas.